Today I want to talk about the people in our life that see us really, really, truly, truly. The people who see us, they understand us, they get us, they just understand who we are, they get it. Like, they, you don't have to explain yourself 1,000,000%. You don't have to make yourself in any other way. You can just show up as your authentic self. You can tell them your vulnerable truths. You can tell them your biggest wins, and they're always happy for you. They're always proud of you. They hold you to your highest potential, and they love you. They really, really see you. They see how much you work. They see your energy. They see that your heart is pure. They see your intentions. They see you taking actions towards your dreams. They celebrate you. They really admire and value your energy. You feel unique around them. You feel seen. The reason why I'm talking about this today is that I realized after some time that I stopped sharing myself with certain people, because every time I started sharing my truth with them, either if it was a huge win or if it was just a career change or just a lifestyle change or anything that I was changing, I stopped sharing it with some people because I realized that either they didn't care, or they just wanted to talk about themselves, or they weren't actually happy or excited for me. Like, they just wanted to tell me, no, don't do that. Or they wanted to tell me something about themselves. So I wasn't able to be seen around them because they were not able to see me. They were not able to see me. So this is an episode that is really, I guess, I don't want to say advanced, but you really have to have the awareness that there's some people in your life that are not going to be able to see you in your magic. They're not going to be able to understand you, to get you. They're just not going to be able to get you. And sometimes you want to ask yourself if it's even worth it for you to try so freaking hard to be understood by them. Are you supposed to be a dance monkey and be like, hey, this is who I am? No, but you don't understand. Let me explain. Like, this is what I'm doing. And like, you have to explain yourself for like 7 hours, and then you feel depleted after the conversation because you're just like, wow, no matter how much I explain myself, no matter how hard I try to be myself around them, they just won't see me. They just won't get it. Like, it's almost like I feel like I'm a complete weirdo. I'm completely not able to be received as my full self. I'm not able to be received as my full self. And very recently, I've had the awareness or opportunity, I should say, to really realize the difference between what it feels like to be myself around people who see me, who get me, who celebrate me, and around people who just don't get me, are threatened by me, don't have time for me, or flat out question me and don't, like, just literally don't get me at all. It doesn't feel good to be around certain people who can't see you and take you in as you are. Like the Nirvana song, come as you are, right? Like, you can't just come as you are with certain people. Certain people, you need to fit in their very rigid realm of reality, like their paradigm of reality, the way reality works for them. Like, maybe they're control freak people and they just like things to be this way. And if you don't fit into that specific box, then you're fucked up. Like, something's wrong with you. it's really beautiful to get this awareness now. And then the opposite, on the alternative, which you have, is there's people who you go to and they see you. They're like, wow, babe, like, you've really poured your heart into this. It's like your truth. I can see your energy. Like, you're really thriving. Like, this is you. Wow, it's beautiful to watch you just become yourself more and more and more and own your truth and know yourself and speak what's on your heart. It's awesome. Those kinds of people who recognize you, who see your truth, who see your core, those people, hang on to them. Hang on to them and be able, like, have the awareness to be able to see, okay, which, like, this person, for example, like this person, where do they, are they the kind of person I can feel seen with, or are they the kind of person who they just, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, they don't understand me, they don't see me, they want me to play a specific role in their life, and if I fail to play that specific role in their life, they're disappointed and they want to manipulate me. Pay attention, because your energy, the way you operate into the world, is not designed based on other people's needs for you in their life. Your energy, you decide what role you want to play. You decide who the fuck you are. You decide who you are. And then you decide to play the role you want to play in other people's lives, like what you're available to give. This is my energy. This is what I'm bringing to the table. And then they decide if they want it or not. They decide if they want to participate or not. They decide if they want to merge that energy with theirs. But you're not supposed to be like, okay, let me shrink myself in this way so that I fit your perfect role. That's backwards. That's not healthy. And I know that in the job market nowadays, people are trying super hard to fit the specific role. They're like, oh no, I am perfect. Like, look, I don't even, like, I'm a perfectionist, right? Like, fuck. What kind of bullshit is that? Everybody kind of says the same thing. Like, I'm perfect. Like, I'm available to learn. I learn very quickly. Like, I have the ability to multitask. And we make ourselves smaller. We try to fit and squeeze ourselves into this shoebox of a mold, of a role, and then we wonder why we're so fucking depleted and depressed. I mean, this is why, like, this is it. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be like, hey, I come to the table. Maybe I'm a right fit for this company, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I need to build my own. Maybe I need to create my own thing. But you come to the interview. Let's say you really want to work for someone else for at this particular point in time in your life. Maybe you're not really ready to do your own thing. When you go to the interview, it's important that you show up authentically, because they're going to be able to see, like, okay, maybe you thought you should have applied for this particular role. But what you don't even know is that maybe they have another position that you could feel even better. And maybe it's even higher pay. But if you don't show up as your authentic self and in your full power, you'll never know. You need to really shine. You need to really let yourself be seen. Ha, ha, ha. You need to know your worth enough that you let yourself be seen fully. It's okay not to be perfect. It's okay to say, I don't have experience in this yet. It's okay to say, you know what? Like, I'm just really curious. I think we could be a great fit. I'm not 100% sure either. Like, I also want to feel like what you're about, because it's also important to me to realize where I'm investing my energy in. This is an integrity. As opposed to making ourselves fit in other people's worlds, we make ourselves, like, we know what we need to thrive. We know what we need to have our cup filled. And then we see, huh, where do I want to share my energy? Where do I want to overflow my energy? Like, where do I come? Right? As opposed to saying, okay, let me make myself smaller. Let me drain my cup down to like a quarter full, a quarter empty, if you will, whatever you want to say. Like, maybe like, you know, you have the full cup, which is like you entirely in your power. And then you have your cup that's like half, you know, half full. And you're only operating at half full level at this particular job. How do you think that's going to feel if you're constantly half full? It's not going to feel good. You're constantly going to be in need of external validation, of external things to fill you up. You're going to need to take a bottle of wine after work. You're going to need to drink a beer after work. You're going to need to, like, do things to numb you, because you're not going to be thriving. You're not going to feel good. When we are in the state of the half full cup, we also seek to get filled up with control, with manipulation. We try to manipulate people to do things for us. We're like, hey, I did all of this for you, so now you have to do this for me. We try to do that, but we do it in a very sneaky way. Like, hey, remember when I did that for you? Would you like to do that for me? Or hey, it would be really nice if you did that. You know, like, I've been wanting to see you. I've been wanting to do that. Like, people have super manipulative ways of trying to make you feel bad so that you give to them. That's not authentic. That's not sustainable. That doesn't feel good for you. It doesn't feel good for them. You might get that person's help. You might get that person to show up to help you move or something. But what you're not going to get is it's not going to feel good. It's not going to feel authentic. You're not going to have the fulfillment. You'll never have the clarity of, wow, this feels so empowering. This is such an equal exchange. This is such an equal contribution. This is such a nice exchange between two people. The luxury of having that isn't felt, isn't experienced until you take the risk to be vulnerable and to be yourself and to be authentic. It's your job to fill your own cup, and it's your responsibility to see where you have been playing at a half cup kind of game. You know, you've been playing with a half cup because you thought you had to. You need to do the work so that you can identify, what does it mean for me to play at a full cup level? Like, what does it mean for me to be at my full cup? What do I need? Do I need time in the morning to get ready? Do I need to choose to be a very creative person? Do I need to, I don't know, have very harmonious relationships? Do I need to speak to less people in the day? Do I need to have people who are very harmonious around me? Like, what does it mean for you? Do you need to go to the gym? Do you need to do this? Do you need to do that? You need to really be aware of your needs. You need to be aware of your needs, because when you don't know what you need to thrive, you can't thrive. You hear what I'm saying? And sometimes you might be like, oh, you know, my relationships is, everything's great in my life now because I started this new job and everything is new and shiny and pretty. Yeah, that's gonna wear off. Like, you're gonna stop getting excited and you're gonna see the reality of how everything's working. If you don't know yourself, if you don't know what you need to thrive, you're always gonna seek to control other people, to manipulate. And like, it might not be like, you might not even think of yourself as a manipulator, as a control freak, but you're going to do it. You're going to observe yourself, be like, oh my God, I can see that I'm trying to guilt this person into doing this for me. I can see that I'm trying to guilt this person into this. You're going to see yourself. And most of us do it. Most of us do it because we don't know the normal way to receive authentically. We've never been taught. No one's ever taught us, right? Like, we can't expect our parents to teach us everything. They haven't been taught. They don't know shit. Like, I'm not talking about all the parents in the world, but most parents, they don't really know interpersonal relationship intelligence, right? They don't really know the dynamics of that. And it's not their fault. Their parents weren't educated on that either. So we have to be the one to really put it a stop to this, you know, ignorance, and start to look a little bit further. Start to educate ourselves on emotional intelligence, our emotional needs, what we actually need to feel good on the inside. Because if we don't do that, we're never going to see any results. Okay? So I hope that today was helpful for you. It's just a lesson in awareness, emotional awareness again, and what you actually really, really do need to thrive, what kind of nutrients you need, because you're supposed to make magic into the world. You have magic inside of you. I know it. You know it. But you gotta get smarter. You gotta get more aware. All right? I love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.